الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها، والله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, perhaps one of the greatest assets, ni'mats and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. On the one hand, one of the greatest assets and bounties, and on the other hand, perhaps the most misunderstood concept, a bounty which is very rarely appreciated and understood the way it is supposed to be, is this ni'mat and bounty of time. Time is a mata'a. Time is a great asset. Time is a benevolent bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Zaat, we find in the books of Aqidah these expressions: La yahwihi makan, لَا يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ الزَّمَانِ. Allah is pak, Allah is pure, Allah is above space, color, form, shape, direction. Allah is there, but Allah does not occupy space. Allah is there, Allah is free of color, form and direction. Allah is the Rabb of all this. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib. Rabbul Samawati Saba' wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. Aynama takunu fathamma wajhullah. Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West. Rabb of North, Rabb of South. Rub of above, rub of below. Turn in any direction and you will find Allah. La yahwihi makan, Allah is free of space. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman, Allah is free of the constraints of time. This past tense, present tense, future tense, birthday, new year, last year, this year, next year, 100 years ago, now, 100 years from now, this tick, 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 tick of the clock by which Allah has confined and constrained this entire makhluk in creation, Allah Himself is above all this. Allah is the Rabb of all this. This is Allah's test. This life in this world, my respected brothers, none of us have come to live in this world. In reality, we have come to die. There is each one of us, like Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains it like this. He says, Yabna Adam, innaka anta ayyam. He says, O Ibn Adam, O insan, O human being, each one of you is a collection of days. Whether you live for 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, whatever the life period. In reality, from your onset in this world, the clock has started ticking. You are a collection of days, you are a collection of a period of time. And how important it is that you realize this. He says, in ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ إِنْ ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. Every day that passes of your life, every moment in this world that is passing, in reality, ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ, a section or a portion of you is gone, that is never coming back again. Time, many, many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and oath. Allah's Zat, وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Quran is hatmi. Quran is definitive. There is nothing we can doubt about the Quran. Quran is the absolute truth. Quran is the conduct. Quran is the social way of life. Quran is above science, above technology, above anything that the human mind can produce. Quran is kalamullah. Allah does not need to take qasam and oath. But so many places in the Quran, when it comes to this concept of time, Allah takes qasam and oath. Wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. Wa subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. وَالْعَصَرِ وَالْعَصَرِ. One is this word asr, or asr salah. When does the asr salah occur? As the dying moments of the day approach. Each day as the sun inexorably is going towards sunset. The announcement is there, the writing is on the wall, the decline has become, the time has begun, the time to go is now very near. The day has announced its departure. Wal asr. Asr is a reminder of that. Here, the translation ulama have given of this oath, wal asr, by the oath of time. Why? Because time is that asset. Time is that asset that you are constantly losing. You are not gaining time. So many qasams and oaths Allah takes. Why? Not only aspects of time, but those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence. And by which time is measured, Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. Allah's shafqat, Allah's kindness, Allah's compassion. So many qasams and oaths my Allah is taking to conscientize you and I that don't take this time for granted. Don't take your life for granted. We don't need a coronavirus pandemic. We don't need these constant tests and reminders that are there around us. This is Allah's system. It is a wake-up call for us. A day is coming. A day is coming when this announcement will be made. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. A day is coming that Allah will remind you about this life. Allah will remind you about this amanat and trust. Allah will remind you about this great favor of time and health that He blessed you with. And Allah will say, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ, did we not give you enough time? Did we not give you enough age? Did we not give you enough life? Were there not enough birthdays? Were there not enough new years? Were there not constant reminders, hallmarks by which the movement of time is measured? Did you not pass those? وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And Allah said, our warners kept on coming to you. Constant reminders. What are the reminders? Pick up your cell phone today. The musibat of social media, I'm not even going to go into that. There's no time. As an ummah, Allah forgive us, we have become a toxic ummah today when it comes to the social media. Behind this is the trap of shaitan for us to destroy our amal. But like I said, that's a separate topic. But constantly, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Message upon message. Just yesterday, great alim Mona Shabir Qazi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Allah falis qabr ul noor. Like that, it was said just yesterday, 4 ulama passed away in our country. Like that, left, right and center, ja'akumun nadhir, these are Allah's warners. These are the wake-up calls. These are the constant reminders that don't take time for granted. Don't take this life for granted. If Allah wants to test you, He doesn't need something big. Dajjal is coming. Sharru ghaibin yuntadhar. Sharru ghaibin yuntadhar. My Nabi said, Sharru ghaibin yuntadhar. Dajjal is such a test. Such a test. He said it is the worst test that you can wait for. Dajjal you still be able to see. We are faced today with challenges that we can't even see. Who's seen this virus? Which microscope can reveal this virus to you? Yet, science, technology, economy of the entire world has been brought to a standstill. We are well aware of the situation. And we can go on talking about that. But the most important, the burning, the crunch question, my respected brothers, Allah is Hakim. Allah is Hakim. One of Allah's sifat is that Allah is Hakim. Allah is the all-wise. And one principle that is attached to hikmat, which ulama ikram mentioned, they say, فِعَلُ الْحَكِيمِ لَا يَخْلُ عَنِ الْحِكْمَةِ فِعَلُ الْحَكِيمِ لَا يَخْلُ عَنِ الْحِكْمَةِ A zat that is Hakim and wise, whatever he does will not be without wisdom. Whatever is happening, Allah protect us, Allah make it easy for us. Those that are sick, Allah grant them shifa-e kamila. Those that are going through financial turmoil and difficulty, Allah create ease for them. But understand, my respected brothers, and I've said this many, many times. Nothing in this world is happening without the permission of Allah. It is His design, it is His will, and there is a hikmat behind it. There is a wisdom behind what is going on. The burning and the crunch question is, we have to understand, what does my Allah want? What does my Allah want in the face of this epidemic? What does my Allah want in the face of this test and trial? What is my Allah wanting from me in the face of these constant stark reminders of the ephemeral existence in this world, that mujhe aur tujhe marna hai, that you and I have to die? So many reminders, so many wake-up calls. Today is the 1st of January, New Year. As an ummah, we have the Quran. As an ummah, we have Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As an ummah, we are not a rudderless ship or a blind group of followers. We have an imam, we have a guide, we have a day, we have a night. As an ummah, what is our reaction to this? What does New Year mean for us? What is this increased rate, so-called increased rate of mortality around us? What does it mean for us? What are the lessons we are supposed to be taking? What are we supposed to be revisiting? Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah was a great muhaddith and a scholar. He was a mujahid also. It's mentioned about him that once he prepared a compilation of ahadith, 40,000 ahadith. 40,000 ahadith. Occasion of Jummah, what we have? 15, 20, 25 minutes. 40,000 ahadith. How long will it take you just to translate 40,000 ahadith? Then the commentary, then the explanation. Such uloom Allah blessed our Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam with. I often give this example. They say once Muhammad bin Shayban rahmatullahi alayhi was traveling. Commentator of hadith, a muhaddith. He had a cart, on it was all the books that he had compiled, commentaries of hadith. There was a Jew who saw this. He asked somebody, who is that person? They said, that is Muhammad bin Shayban. What is on that cart? The books, commentaries of the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he has written. There and there, the Jew read the Shahadat, became Muslim. Someone asked him that, in what transpired here, what caused you to accept Islam? The crux of what he said, if the small Muhammad could have so much of knowledge, what must be but the knowledge of the big Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we can't even scratch the surface, but they say, astute businessman, what's the basic principle of business? Minimum expended energy and time, maximum return and profit. 40,000 ahadith, what a beautiful nuskha and example pertinent to what we are discussing that Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi gives us. He told his student, he said, there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you practice on this one hadith, it is equivalent to practicing on 40,000 ahadith. So they asked him, what is this hadith? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal faragh, or kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, my Nabi said, there are two ni'mats, two bounties, two great assets which Allah has blessed every human being with. But what is the tragedy? What is the test? What is the trial? What is the tribulation? He said, majority of my ummah will only become aware of the value of these two ni'mats when it is too late. After they have lost these ni'mats, when it is too late to maximize the potential of these ni'mats, then only they will become aware of the value of it. What are these two ni'mats? One is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your health. Just yesterday I met a doctor in his car. He's got a ventilating machine, portable one. He's going around trying to make Allah Ta'ala, really, I'm digressing, but our medical community, mashallah, many of them have risen to the challenge currently that is facing us as an ummah. Service to humanity. Service to humanity is a great tool to draw people towards Islam. People are going through financial difficulties, physical difficulties, in whatever way you can. Instead of being a toxic ummah and fighting with one another, instead of being a toxic ummah and engaging in unnecessary debates, become a service to humanity. Help the people around you in whatever way you can. Khairun nas may yanfa'un nas. Khairun nas may yanfa'un nas. My Nabi said, the best amongst you is the one who will help people. As an ummah, this challenge that is there, my respected brothers, is a means to propagate Islam. It's a means to show Islam. It is the means to show the character and the honor and the dignity of a Muslim, that he is not blind to the plight and suffering of those in front of him. A Muslim is somebody who sympathizes. A Muslim is somebody who empathizes. A Muslim is somebody who feels the pain of others and assists them to whatever extent he can. Our medical community make dua for them. They also have families. The families are petrified, yet they are making such qurbani and sacrifice. We are seeing it. They are earning their akhirat. Let us not destroy our akhirat. Let us also earn our akhirat by stepping forward and helping in whatever way we can. Any case, coming back to what we were saying, my Nabi said, don't take your health for granted. Don't take your health for granted. This lungs which Allah has given you, natural ventilating machine Allah gave you. Biologically, what they say, the lung is 1.3 kilogram in weight. There are two lungs, right hand side, left hand side. Right hand side one is a little bit larger than the left hand side. 1.3 kilogram lump of flesh. Yet 300 to 500 million air sacs is the lung of one human being. If you have opened up the lung, it will form a distance of 2,400 kilometers. One ni'mat of Allah. One bounty of Allah. Today, ask those that are suffering, ask those that can't breathe, what is the value of this lung? What price tag are you going to put upon it? How many of us have taken the ni'mat of the health which Allah has given us for granted? When the health was there, the ease to come to the masjid, the ease to carry out the ahkamat of deen, the ease to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ease with which we could earn our akhirat. How many of us were involved in other activities till it is too late? One, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your health, as-sihha. And the second, referring to what we are talking about now, the second ni'mat, my Nabi said, majority of my ummah will be oblivious of until it is too late. He said, is free time. Free time. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I mentioned in the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jannat is our home. This world is a stepping stage to our akhirat. This world is to earn our akhirat, earn our Jannat. Before the Jannati can enter into Jannat, what does Allah say? وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Before you enter into Jannat, Allah says, we will remove from your heart every hasrat, every regret, every negative emotion. Hatred, jealousy, malice, enmity, these are negative emotions. And more often than not, the person you hate or you are jealous about, you suffer more than him. You're not transferring your suffering. In fact, you are against yourself. So Allah Ta'ala is a condition for entry into Jannat. Allah Ta'ala says, we will remove every negative emotion from the heart. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. But one hasrat, one regret will remain even in Jannat. And what is that regret? لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the Jannati will have no regret whatsoever. The Jannati will have no regret whatsoever except one regret. What is that regret? The time in this world that was not used to earn his akhirat. The time in this world that was not spent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time in this world that was not used to earn your akhirat and your Jannat. That regret, that loss will be carried with you even into Jannat. For us to understand the value of time. Time is a unique makhluk and creation of Allah. I've mentioned this many times before. Its movement defies logic. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, it goes forward. Aeroplane goes forward, ship goes forward. Anything you apply energy, it moves forward. The tragedy and travesty that is facing you and I, my respected brothers, is that we feel that time is also moving forward. We feel that we are gaining time. The reality is you are not gaining time, you are losing time. New year is 1 year lost. Birthday is 1 year lost. Each hallmark by which the movement of time is measured and acknowledged is a wake-up call, is ibrat, is a lesson. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu puts it like this. He says, Afala taroon, afala taroon, ila layli wal nahar, yubliyani kulla jadid, wa yuqarribani kulla ba'id, wa ya'tiyani bi kulli maw'ud. He says, will you not observe? Will you not take lesson? Will you not take ibrat by the movement of day and night? What is happening? This inexorable, incessant movement and motion of time, which Allah encapsulates, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُلِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. Day is following night, night is following day, day is entering into night, night is entering into day. And what is happening? Like a block of ice, relentlessly melting in the glare of the sunlight, the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, and years of our lives are slipping away. We are not gaining time, we are losing time. Inna la nafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha wa kullu yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innama al ribhu wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilali idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadhi idha tamma al 'am فهي كناية وترجمة عن شطر عمر قد انقضى. Like the poet puts it, he says, foolish humanity, you are celebrating the passage of time. وكل يوم مضى يدني من الأجل. Little do you realize that each passing day is not a gain, it's a loss. Each passing year is not a gain, it's a loss. Each passing moment is taking you inexorably closer and closer to that moment when you are going to enter into that 2-foot by 4-foot grave in the ground. New year has come, look to the left, look to the right. There was some brother, there was some relative, there was some friend. You had got into some habit meeting them on a certain time, maybe on a Friday morning, making a phone call, coming together to the masjid. Look to your left, look to your right. Today they are no longer amongst us. Someone came to Hassan Basri rahimahullah, great sage of Islam. He said, "Idhni, give me nasihat, give me advice." Hasan Basri rahimullah asked him, he said, "Is your father alive? Is your father alive?" This person said, "No, my father has passed away." Imam Hasan Basri rahimullah said, "Maut has already visited your home. You are the next recipient. There is no need for me to give you advice." Each passing year, each passing moment is a wake-up call. إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامِ فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَشَطْرٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ عُمْرٍ قَدٍ قَضَىٰ. He says, when new year comes, when the year ends, this, like they say previously, this year they said muted celebrations. Still they want to celebrate. Still they want to celebrate the people of Batil. As an ummah, we have no cause for celebration. But إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامِ, when the new year comes, when the year ends, فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ عُمْرٍ قَدٍ قَضَىٰ. It is an alarm, a bomb that has exploded, telling you what? That 1 year is gone that you are never getting again. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Allah says, spend now. Spend in the way of Allah. Earn your akhirat. Please your Allah. Earn your jannat. مِنْ قَبْلِ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Before maut comes, because it is coming. 1 year is gone, you are gone 1 year closer to that maut. Whether it is coronavirus, whether it is a pandemic, whether it's an accident, whether it's the highway robber, whatever it is, these are Allah's excuses. Our time is fixed. Our time is fixed. The reminders are stark, reminders are there around us. Allah says, before it is too late, look at the hasrat, how Allah describes it in this verse. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Allah says, do everything you can to please me before that maut comes. Because when it comes, and it is staring you in the face, فَأَصَّدَّقْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. They will say, Ya Allah, now I am prepared to do. Now I will become pious. Now I will become nek. Now I will strive in the path of Allah. Now I will spend time in the masjid. Now I will devote myself to you. But what is the reality? وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. This is Allah's sunnat. That when that time actually comes, no extension will be given to anyone. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون. Allah says there is a promised and an appointed time. And when that time comes, no extension will be given to anyone. One great alim, Allah grant him long life, one of our kabirin, he gives an example. He says there was a Burmese businessman who came to Makkah Mukarrama. At the age of 20 or 25, he was selling imitation watches on the street corners of Makkah. Allah opened his dunyawi naseeb. He was owning huge tracts of land on the outskirts of Makkah. Millionaire, multi-millionaire, call him whatever you want. He says this person was ill, terminally ill. This was 40 years later after he had come to Makkah. So this alim says, I was in Makkah, someone told me, let's go for the ziyarat of this person. He's very, very ill. Successful businessman, 40 years of successful business. He says, as I entered the room of this person, he was on his deathbed. He looked at me with hasrat and with regret in his eyes. And he said, Maulana, jahan mujhe lagana chahiye tha, maine nahi laga diya. Where I was supposed to spend it, this time which Allah gave me, this health which Allah gave me, what I was supposed to use it for and where I was supposed to spend it, I didn't do that. And where I wasn't supposed to spend it, there I spent it. There I spent it. Jahan lagana chahiye tha, maine nahi laga diya. Jahan nahi lagana chahiye tha, wahan maine laga diya. Ab to maut mere samne hai. Now death is staring me in the face. I've run out of time. No more extension will be given to me. Show me some solution to my problem. So he said, this is the nature and essence of 40 years of successful business. 40 years of successful business. Where I was supposed to use it, I didn't use it. Where I wasn't supposed to use it, I used it. Now death is staring me in the face. Show me some solution. I remember a few years ago, I was in Makkah Mukarramah, one Pakistani brother, maybe 50 or 60 years of age. MashaAllah, Tablighi Sati. This man, his salah with Jamaat, anything can happen, he would never miss it. In the masjid for every salah with Jamaat. His daily 2.5 hours with absolute pabandi, earning a halal living as a driver. I remember he was taking me to the airport, he looked at me, MashaAllah, sunnat beard. From head to toe, you can see the noor of sunnat on him. He says, Maulana, mere zindagi ke 25 saal isi mein maine laga diya. 25 years of my life I've spent in driving this car. Most of my life is already gone. The time for me to meet my Allah has come. I haven't done what I was supposed to do. Please show me some solution. My respected brothers, this is what New Year means for us. Each one of us to be taking stock. Each one of us to ask ourselves this burning question, such a test Allah has put us in. Why is the ummah, instead of running to Allah, still running away from Allah? 1 year has passed, the salah I was making last year, and the salah I'm making now, is it still the same? The tilawat of Quran, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the striving in the path of Allah, the preparation for maut, qabr and akhirat. Coronavirus, financial tests, physical tests, these are not excuses. These are not obstacles to run away from Allah. These are there to go closer to Allah. These tests are for introspection. Look within ourselves as an ummah today, have we risen to the challenge? Have we asked ourselves the burning questions? Have we made tawbah? Are we getting up for tahajjud and crying before Allah? Have we become the pillars and the pegs of the masjid? Allah says we will test you. What is the objective of the test? Not for you to run others down. Not for you to become big muftis and make everybody else, condemn everyone else. Not for you to become judgmental about others. We are testing you so that you turn back to Allah. We are testing you so that you become a service to humanity. We are testing you so that you become an ambassador of Islam. We are testing you so that you connect with Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ I've run out of time, but on this I will terminate. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Quran is ajeeb. Allah says we will test you, and the objective of test is one thing only. Run back to Allah. Connect with Allah. Become Allah's friend. مَنْ أَلِفَ الْمَسْجِدْ أَلِفَهُ اللَّهِ This is the hadith of my Nabi. This is the hadith of my Nabi, of Sadiqul Masduq. He said, love the masjid and Allah will love you. Love the masjid and Allah will love you. Spend time in the masjid, and every morning and evening that you are spending time in the masjid, Allah is preparing for you your mehmani in Jannat. This test is there to connect with Allah. Fafirru, this word farra yafirru in Arabic means what? We literally translate it, we say run to Allah. Run to Allah, run to Allah. But in Arabic there are many words that have the meaning run. Oh, hasten, sabiqu, sari'u, taharwala, tajadala, many words. What is unique about this term farra yafirru? Ulama say it has connotations when you are faced with something you are afraid of. When you are faced with a threat, when you are faced with an enemy, then run now. Run where? Run to where the refuge is. Run to where the salvation is. Every door has closed. Science has been brought to its knees. Economical system to its knees. Systems of the world to its knees. Everything has been brought to a standstill. Let us not be like ostriches with their heads in the ground. Understand the supreme and ultimate power of Allah. Our solution is nothing else but Quran and Hadith. Our solution is nothing else but the day and night of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has made it easy for us in the face of this test. Every door is closed, one door remains open. Firru ilallah. Run back to Allah. Take your refuge from Allah. Take your salvation from Allah. Take your protection from Allah. And don't take your health and life for granted. ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. Abdullah bin Mubarak, Allah fill his qabr with nur, rahmatullah alayhi. He reminded us about this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi said, your health and your time, majority of my ummah will take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Before it is too late, don't have that hasrat and that regret. Before it is too late, new year has come, 1 year closer we are gone to our qabr. 1 year closer we are gone to Allah. Those of our relatives, friends that have been tested, that have passed away and are sick, again we make dua for them. Allah make their maghfirat, Allah make it easy for them. Allah remove the trials and tribulations that humanity is facing. This is a great test. The solution is only with Allah Ta'ala. But take the lesson. Take the lesson. The people of Batil talk of New Year resolution. Let our resolution be to connect with Allah. Let our resolution be to earn our akhirat. Let our resolution be